Welcome back to Rogue Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and we're in a different setting. We're in my bed, and I did this intentionally. I'm going to be honest with you, especially with just the title of this episode, when I don't have it in me. I did not have it in me to film this episode or any episode this month, and honestly, I did not want to record this month. But I had an amazing friend call me and they asked me, and he was like, you know, how is the episode coming up for this week? And I was like, oh, honestly, like, I don't know. I've just been kind of out of it. I don't know if I even want to film anything. Like, I don't know. I don't like faking it. I don't like, you know, trying to pull something out. I want it to come straight from the spirit and from God. And I just don't want to make something up, you know? Because I've been feeling out of it, and I know it's 100% spiritual. But he said to me, he was like, well, you know, would it really be Real Walk Podcast if it wasn't you really sharing about the real walk? And I got off the phone with him and I cried. Not because he said anything bad or whatever, but it was really convicting. And in that moment, I felt as if it was honestly God just poking at me in the best way possible. But it was kind of like one of those "you're right" moments. And I was like, okay, I'll film, I'll record, and I'll drop this episode. So this morning, I was getting ready, and again, I was feeling like, I really don't want to film this episode. This episode 100% is going to be a little different in the sense that, yes, we're in a different setting, but also in the way that I'm going to be sharing. And we're going to get real, real vulnerable. So if I cry, just know I'm okay. It's just, there's so much. And especially in this walk too, it's kind of like, I don't like being that girl on social media that it's like, oh, well, you know, she looks great on social media, and but her life is really like falling apart. I don't want to be that. I want to be vulnerable. And obviously there's things that you want to guard and you want to protect, but I'm not at my best. I've been at my worst. I've had worse. So I'm grateful and I'm appreciative, but I'm also not downplaying my emotions and how I'm feeling right now too. But it's 100% spiritual, and I'm really trying to cling onto God right now in this season. And I know that a lot of people can relate with that. But this morning, like I was saying, this morning I was getting ready and I literally said to God, I was like, God, I really just don't want to film today. Like, I do not want to film. And I was getting ready for work, and God just deposits a song in my spirit. And I got in my car, I start playing it. And mind you, I haven't heard the song in a really long time. And it's "The More I Seek You" by Carrie Job, or the Carrie Job version. I know there's multiple versions of it. And in the song, it says, "The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I love you, the more I know you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe." And right now, honestly, it's one of those moments where I literally just want to be alone, away from everything, with God. And it's scary because dealing with depression in the past, and still, you know, working through it and things like that, you get scared of falling back into depressive episodes or depressive waves, because as much as you want to, you know, isolate and be with God, you also get scared of, well, what if I isolate and I'm with God, but I'm still like suffering with mental health. And wow. Already. And I was on my way to work and I'm listening to this song and I just start crying because wow, this episode is completely transparent and honest. I've felt like I've put this distance between God unintentionally. I shared in my last episode that when I was in Puerto Rico, God was speaking to me and doing so many things. And it definitely has to do with all of that and healing and God just setting me free from certain things and also mending parts of my heart and restoring a lot of things. I can kind of be a workaholic at sometimes, getting things done, but also like getting things done for myself, but also trying to help everybody else. And sometimes it gets a little overwhelming because you don't realize how much you're helping everybody around you. And I saw something on Instagram that said, the part of me that's healing, it was like along the lines of like the part of me that's healing, there's a part of me that's healing by helping other people, because at one point in my life I needed someone to help me. And oh my God. And 100% this season is one of those seasons where it's kind of like, God, I just want to know you at a deeper level. And your relationship with God is a roller coaster. It's not all perfect. And this is why I started this podcast. Because I want people to understand and know, and all everyone who listens, I want you to know that you're not alone in this walk, genuinely. You have your moments. This is my moment. There's been a lot of things that I'm healing as well, and God is healing in me through people, through friendships. And God is bringing a lot of clarity, and when he brings clarity, he doesn't bring it with confusion. But sometimes it looks like this, and it looks messy, and you know, I'm really trying to hold in tears, but they're just, and I feel for a lot of people in this walk too, because especially me being, you know, I'm a pastor's daughter, for those of you who are not new listening, and I'm a pastor's daughter, and my home, we, you know, how I like to call it is the glass house. Everyone sees your life. Everyone is exposed to your life. They may not know the depths of it, but you're pretty exposed. And people think that, you know, you don't go through things, or you don't suffer with things, or you don't have your own trials or your own, you know, spiritual warfare. And we very much do. And I feel like sometimes it's even a little harder on us, in the sense that we have to cope with it quicker than most people, because like 80% of the time we're also leaders or mentors to others. And again, the whole point of this podcast is because there's seasons like this. And I would be lying to you if I got behind this mic and just slapped together a word. And I've said this before, but I think the greatest measure of courage is vulnerability. And I literally came and started recording this episode with nothing. Like, I literally had nothing. And as much as I'm like, I would be like, you know, God, you know, I don't have anything. I don't want to step out of your will. I don't want to step, you know, out of your timing and stuff. So like, I just won't film. And this one was a little different because I'm filming even with nothing. And I think the whole point of this specific episode was understanding that even when we don't have anything, God is supplying our every need. And I titled this episode "When I Don't Have It In Me" because I feel like there's times in our walk that we literally do not have it in us to pray. We don't have it in us to be fasting or reading our Bible or opening up a book or even simply talking to God. And this is just a perfect representation of my tears or your tears that you've shed are our words to God. He hears and he sees every tear that we've cried. And it's weird. And I feel like this is what is so confusing for me, at least with myself right now, is like nothing bad in my life is happening. There's nothing wrong going on. Like, I feel like God is actually doing amazing things in my life. There's nothing that I can say is like making me sad or anything. And I feel like people get so confused with the idea that tears are always associated with sadness or sorrow. But I feel like in the spiritual sense, there's times where our spirit is very weary and we sometimes kind of get, you know, kicked out of our rhythm. And I think that God right now is kind of kicking me out of my rhythm and what I know. And it's kind of making me like, well, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Like, I've been trying, I've been doing what I need to do, and everything's been great. My relationship with you has been on 10. Like, I love all of this, you know, this is what I wanted. I've prayed for this. I've prayed for this season. I've prayed for this time of my life. And it just feels like I was just kicked in the chest. And I was talking to a couple of friends the other day. We were talking about a bunch of things. We were talking about relationships and friendships and our family dynamics and things like that. And something I was sharing with them, and it kind of just, it was like another reminder. I was sharing with them a time of when God was speaking to me about towards the beginning of the year, and God was saying to me, you know, this isn't your testimony with other people, this is your testimony. And those are experiences, those are part of your experiences. But when I was talking to them, God had reminded me of that conversation I had with him, and that moment of conviction, actually. And I shared with them, and when I said it, I was like, it's like one of those things that like God kind of reminds me of what a season of your life that he said something to you, and then he brings it back, and then it actually convicts you in that current time. That's what he did to me. And I was thinking about it later on. I was like, oof, that was actually deep. Because this is my testimony. my testimony is my life. I'm living proof of a loving God, of a graceful God, and it wouldn't be my testimony if it wasn't like this. It wouldn't be your testimony if you didn't have highs and lows. And even the highs and the lows, God is there in the highs and he is there in the lows. And as I was like prepping for this, you know, just setting up my equipment and all this stuff, God brings me to Matthew. And I'm sorry if I cry again. I'm like, I'm gonna put a warning sign on this episode. But God brings me to Matthew 11, 28. And it says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Oh my God, I could literally cry. And let me preface this, actually, side note, like major side tab. I, prior to like really coming back to the Lord and stuff, I was a very, like, my heart was very hardened. And there was actually a period of, I think it was like 2022, that I lost a family member. And I wasn't super, super close to them. But for a couple of years, you know, from my dad's side, she had come here, moved here, to be taken care of. And, I wasn't super close with her, but she was here for a couple of years. And when she passed, I was there, but I had stepped out right before she had passed. And when I found out that she finally, you know, went with the Lord, I literally had no emotions. It was actually the scariest moment and realization that I was so numb to a lot of things and that I needed healing in a lot of areas. And from that point on, I had asked God, I was like, God, soften my heart. Because I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be, I don't want to be numb to my feelings. I want to be emotionally intelligent. I want to be aware. I don't want to be led by my emotions, but I want to be aware that my emotions are there. And, that's why I say, oh my God, I can cry, because before I used to be very mean. And just like not all there, and it wasn't to justify, you know, everything that I had gone through, like all the things that I had dealt with, but my experiences did shape me to that point of my life. And I was talking about it the other day. I was saying, you know, to my friends, I was like, yeah, I used to be very like, I don't care mentality. I don't care if people walk in my life. I don't care if, you know, people hurt me. I don't care. Like, I used to be very much that. Or I didn't care of how I treated people or how I hurt people as well. And it wasn't until God really just like snapped me back into it and was like, this is not godly behavior. And this is not me. This is not me in you. And God started healing that part of my life. And softening my heart came with tears. softening my heart came with being more emotionally in tune. And I spoke about this a little bit in the episode in last season with Luch. And we were just talking about like being more emotionally aware. And so, yeah, that was my little side tab of like how and why it's not just because I'm a female, because there's a lot of females that are still struggling and numb to their emotions or not as emotional. But we are emotionally beings and God created us as emotional beings, but not to be led by them. So yeah, I had to preface that. But back to the verse, Matthew 11, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens." And while I was setting up, I was kind of just like already feeling like, God, I really just don't want to do this. Like, I'm literally setting up and I don't want to do this. Why are you making me do this? And God just brings me back to that verse. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened." My heart is weary. My spirit is weary. Nothing is going on in my life. Everything is great. I have amazing people in my life. There's people who are who genuinely love me. I love my job. Like, there's literally nothing wrong. God, why am I feeling like this? And my spirit just feels weary. I feel like I've been running a marathon. And actually, let me say this. I feel like I've been running a race. And it's not a race with people, just a race with myself. I feel like I've been running a race with my past self. We're getting real vulnerable. I've been running a race with my past self, and I sometimes will look back and I'm like, she's not here anymore. But I'm competing with myself, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But when you look at it as a competition with yourself, and rather than a marathon, where a marathon you take your time, it's at a pace that is consistent. And I felt like, God, why am I here? Like, you've done amazing things in the last year. And it's one of those seasons where it's like, I just need you to rest in me. Everything that you're doing, just rest in me. And even as I'm speaking, I'm literally getting some clarity and things. But then it says, "And I will give you rest." And that's where, when I was setting up, I was like, that's the issue. Is that I've been weary, I've been carrying on all these heavy burdens, but I haven't brought it to him so that he could give me rest. And it's kind of like a water bottle. It's like when you fill up a water bottle, you put it to the top and then you like squeeze it. And that's exactly how I feel. I feel like I'm a water bottle. Everything just compiled in me. I've been doing so much. I've been running around. I've been like, my mind is just everywhere. I haven't even processed some things that have happened. Like, and again, not all bad things. Like, some of them are good things, but it's kind of like, I haven't even taken the time to just express my gratitude to God. So it's just kind of like all compiled, and I feel like I'm gonna explode. And I've been having to kind of backtrack and really take moments for myself to even breathe, because I know where I could get. And that's what I was saying in the beginning, was like, my fear of like that isolation with God can turn into depressive episodes. But the thing is that I think, especially for myself, you know, taking that time of just like gratitude and taking that time to just show appreciation towards God and just resting in his presence, and sometimes just sitting there, that's what we need to do more of, is just sit in his presence and yeah. Again, this is on the spot right now. But it says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. And as I reread this verse, that stood out to me the most. "Let me teach you." Because a lot of the times we want to teach ourselves. lot of the times we want to teach ourselves how to maneuver life, how to live our daily lives, and yet the word is a teaching in itself. The word is the way we should live our lifestyle, the way we should live. Our lifestyle should be the word. And then it says, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus is really him, for real. He's that guy. But yeah, God is good, for real. And I know that, sorry for all the sniffles in this episode, for real. I know that I'm not the only one struggling, and I know that I'm not alone in this. I know that Jesus is right by me, and he's been leading and guiding my every step, and he's doing the same with you. And we need to take this time to really just sit within his presence, but also understand that rest isn't sleeping. I feel like we've kind of had that conception of, like, you know, rest is going to bed. It's closing your eyes. And sometimes rest is really just sitting there and indulging in his presence. It's not even reading. It's not even praying. It's literally just sitting there. And I feel like a lot of the problem too in this walk is that when you do have these issues and you're like, you know, I don't know what to do, people tend to just automatically go to the same result of, like, well, just pray, well, just read, or just do this, or just do that. And although that's absolutely true and it's absolutely correct, there are times where we need to go into prayer, there are times where we need to go dive into our word. We always need to be in prayer, and we always need to be in our word, but there are times where we need to just rest in his presence. And especially with people who are dealing with, you know, depression or anxiety or any type of mental health, sometimes we can kind of confuse the two of, well, is this isolation with the Lord, or is this just me being lazy? And let's not mistake in the two. You know, laziness can quickly turn into, you know, we can quickly turn that into, well, I need rest days. Or, and it's funny because I was talking to somebody and they were telling me, yeah, like, I need days for myself, or I need time for myself. And as much as that's absolutely true, you know, we don't want to overwork ourselves, or we don't want to also just burn out. Sometimes we turn those days for ourselves into days that were not productive, because you could still have days for yourself and be productive. And it's okay to have your off days, is what I'm also trying to say. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. We struggle. We deal with our own things. And like I said in the beginning, you know, this podcast would not be real if I was not being real. So I didn't want to take an extreme amount of time on this episode, especially at the fact that this is really just coming from the spirit right now. And just out of obedience, because like I said, I did not want to do this. I did not want to do this one, but I just really, 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 really feel it heavy that this wasn't just for me. And I'm definitely going to be praying after this episode too. But I know this episode wasn't just for me, and I just pray that, you know, this, whatever was taken out of this episode, just really sits and is deposited into, you know, the correct spirits as well, and the people that need to hear this of, you know, it's okay to struggle. It's just not okay to stay there. It's okay to be, you know, weary. It's okay to have a heavy heart. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be struggling, but just don't stay there. And if you feel like this is something that you're going to be, if you feel like this is something that you're going to stay there in, please, please, please find an accountability partner. Find somebody who you can count on. You could tell them, yo, I'm really struggling right now, and I don't know what I need to do, and I just need you to check on me from time to time. Just check on me once a week or whatever it is. Make a plan for yourself, but do not do it by yourself. And if you do not have anyone, please DM me. Please DM me. Just because I'm dealing with my own things doesn't mean that I'm not going to be present and there for the people around me as well. I think it's just managing and setting boundaries and things. But please reach out to me. Do not feel like you can't. And I'll be happy to even connect you to the right people. But yeah, I really just find someone who you can, you know, who can keep you accountable, especially in a season like this. I think all of us as Christians, or even new believers, you know, we have waves. There's waves of moments. We have our seasons, and it wouldn't be like literally, it would not be real if we were not being honest, if we were not sharing, you know, this is my daily struggle. You know, we see in the word, we see, you know, person after person in the Bible sharing their experiences and sharing, you know, there was times where, like, I wanted to give up. Simply Job wanted to give up. Job was at the end. He was done with it. He was like, bro, everything was taken from me. Why am I even here? And the word shows us time and time again of people and characters of, and just their struggle and how perseverance was a test of their faith. And it's amazing just to see that in the word and to know that this is not just like a new generation thing. It's that, like, these people thousands of years ago were also struggling with things that we struggle with. And knowing that we have something to go to and not feel alone day after day really speaks on the love of God. Really, really, really speaks on the love of God, because he knows how much it is. He knows how much of a struggle this real life is, and this walk can be. And he gave us literally a manual to live our lives accordingly to the way that he wants us to live them. And as I'm, like, speaking, I'm kind of, like, reading this, like, little part in my Bible. And I kind of want to read it. It says, what Jesus says to every needy heart, when you are hurting, come to me, and I will bind your wounds. When you are lonely, come to me, and I will be closer than a friend. When you need comfort, come to me, and I will wipe your tears. When you are afraid, come to me, and I will calm your spirit. When you need to be assured, come to me, and I will give you my embrace. When you can no longer go on, come to me, and I will carry you. I'm a crier, guys. But this is exactly what God needs us to hear. and just the when you are afraid, come to me and I will calm your spirit. When you need to be assured, come to me and I will give you my embrace. And I think I've shared this before, is how God wants to satisfy our love languages. And I could say for myself, I'm a words of affirmation girly. I need to really be affirmed, and the scripture is my affirmation. But also physically hearing the Lord, not an audible voice, but I'm saying hearing it in my spirit. And when God speaks, he speaks. But yeah, I didn't want to make this episode too long just because of the, you know, vibe, I guess. But yeah, I just wanted to hop in here. And whoever's like listening to this, just know, again, you're not alone, and you're very much loved. You're very much loved by me, even if I don't even know you, but also by our Heavenly Father. He's more than a father, he's a friend, and he just wants us to sit with him sometimes. No words need to be exchanged. We don't need to make these fancy prayers, like I've said before time and time again. You don't need to have these fancy prayers to have a conversation with the Lord, and coming to him with just an open mind, an open heart, open hands, not even to just receive anything, but just simply just to be there waiting. And when we wait, we worship. And that's in every season. So yeah, I love y'all, and thank you so much for allowing me to be vulnerable on this podcast. You know, sometimes it can be a little hard for me because I'm like I said, my life has always been exposed. And I was sharing with someone the other day, I was telling them, you know, it's hard for me in a sense to be a little bit more vulnerable in certain areas because my life has always been exposed, and the one thing that I could protect was my spiritual life. My relationship with God is something that I could hold very close to me and not have to share with anybody. And sometimes when I hop on here, I want to be a little bit more vulnerable. And I think that this is the perfect, this episode kind of set the tone. I want to be a little more vulnerable, but I don't also want to be very emotional in the sense of like all the time, because I don't want this to turn into just a female podcast. As much as I probably have mostly a female audience, I also want men to understand that it's okay to not always be okay, and it's okay for you to also be struggling as a man. It is not weak. It is, like I said, it is very courageous of men to also be aware of their emotions, not be led by them. I'm always gonna say that, not be led by our emotions, but be aware. Jesus wept. Jesus was a crier. Jesus also felt, and he was a very masculine man, but he was very aware of his emotions. He was very in tune with them, and he felt for us. He felt for us. He literally talked about when he was on that cross, he felt the weight of the world on him, on his shoulders. And I can't even imagine how that feels. If I feel like this now, I couldn't even imagine how Jesus felt with the weight of his the weight of the world on his shoulders. But it just goes to show that we're literally not alone in this. And Jesus literally felt for us, and he experienced even more than us. But he's sitting with us. He's sitting with us. He's walking with us. He's sitting with us in our suffering, in our moments where we're weary, where we feel like we have so much burden to carry. He's sitting with us. So, yeah, thank you guys for being so amazing. And I love all y'all.
I'll pray this one out. And any announcements before I pray? Just continue to pray for me and this podcast. Again, yeah, I'm human. I'm human. I know I'm behind a screen, but I'm human, and I do with my things. So just pray for this podcast. But also, I am, you know, this season started and stuff, so I am ready and preparing myself for new things coming. So yeah, really just the same old, same old. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the podcast. Share the podcast. Listen to it with a friend. Share it with a non-believer. And yeah. So let's pray this one out. Let's just bow our heads where we're at. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We thank you for just giving me this opportunity to just sit here and just speak, Lord God. Thank you for everything that you're doing, even when we don't see it, even when we don't understand, even when we don't know the pieces that you're moving or don't see them, Lord God, that you continue to move them accordingly and you continue to do what you do best. Thank you for just simply bringing us here, simply for waking us up this morning, and that we're able to just listen and tune into your word and tune into the Spirit. God, that you keep us there constantly, consistently, that we are just in touch with you, God. God, give us the strength each day. Give us the strength in our daily lives and every season. Father, I pray that you give me the strength to be able to continue and walk in this podcast. God, thank you for giving me the ability to even sit behind this mic and share my life and just how good you have been, even when things seem confusing or off or we don't know what to do next. Thank you for just keeping me here and reminding me that this isn't about me, but this is about what you do through me. So God, continue to bless each and every single person that's listening to this episode and who listens to this podcast, that you bless them, that you anoint them, that you, we know you have called us, we know that you have anointed us and you have appointed us, God, and that we continue to just be sensitive to your Spirit, that we are more sensitive and aware of what you're doing in the spiritual realm, what you are doing in our daily lives, that it's less of us and more of you, God. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so good. God, we just rest and we sit in your presence. We rest in your presence. And just like the word says, come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. We come to you, Father. We come and we sit at your feet. We come to you, God. And I pray that whoever is listening to this feeling like they have a very, very weary or heavy heart or feeling very burdened and feeling very confused and not knowing where to go, not knowing what to do next, God, I pray that they just come to you. They come to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We pray for clarity. We pray for a clear mind, a sound heart, a sound mind. Thank you. Thank you, God. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love y'all. And I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.